there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm happy to report that Mermaid Angela is still standing. She appears to be breathing, and I think the pigment is it's kind of come back to like a more normal level. She's not as flush as she was there at the end of Hour 1.
I'm ready to jog.
she's peppy.
I'm Dinah Peppy.
Dinah Peppy. All right. So she did a little shot of adrenaline in liquid form, mixed it up with some jerky, and you know, a nice little snack food that you could have on your surface interval. We're evaluating these products and with the idea of maybe branding them with a Scuba Radio logo and then giving them out to divers accordingly.
We can package them and sell them. Look. This is from Scuba Radio. It's craptastic.
Okay.
Is Greg's picture going to be on the jerky?
Well, of course. I'll be going like this, just like on our logo on the webpage. You know, like the Mentos pose, you know? Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, buy Greg's jerky. Or, yeah, buy Greg's dried meat. I don't, you know, something like that. I got to work on the slug line there. We haven't got the marketing quite in place yet and finely tuned. First, we just want to find out if the people that eat it and drink it survive.
Live through it.
And that's what today's show is turning into.
We'll probably not be doing any research on that anytime soon.
No, Dan won't get behind me on this project.
We have Project Dive Exploration, but that's probably not part of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a tough economy, and we're doing what we can to survive. And if we have to break out in jerky and adrenaline shots, you know, we'll do what we got to do. Let's pick up the phones. We have Sean has dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Sean, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Good, fine. How are you?
Now, this says on the screen, according to Bill, the producer, that you are 10 years old, Sean. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, and you are listening to this show with your parents' consent?
Well, I
just say yes.
Found out about this show in a scuba diving magazine that my local dive center provided, but my dad wanted me to call and to see if you know any good dive centers or resorts because we'll be going for February vacation, and he wanted to know any good spots to dive.
All right. Well, so where are you going on vacation, Sean?
Well, we're not, we don't know yet, so we are wondering if you could provide any good places around the Caribbean or Florida.
Ohio's good this time of year.
Where's that?
Ohio.
Ohio.
But they're planning their next February vacation, so like 10 months from now.
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
No, something warmer.
He said Caribbean.
He did.
Wants to go to the Caribbean. And, well, Sean, the most important question is, how do you feel about jerky?
Well, I've never tried it before, so I don't think I can answer that question.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
We should send him some.
We got to make sure that Mermaid Angela survives. The animal testing passes first before we start sending it out to listeners. Right. Well, Sean, in all seriousness, there are so many places to go. You could go on one of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. Oh, wait a minute. He's 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Well, that may not be the best environment for a newly certified diver. But, I don't know, beginner diver, young, I'm thinking something very accessible. Jeff, help me out here.
There's great stuff in the Caribbean. Anytime that you can take advantage of the opportunities to dive in some amazing places. And it offers all kinds of experience levels, Sean. And whether you're 10 or 70, the nice thing about these resorts is that they'll help to cater the diving to your level of experience. So that's the cool part. And for someone like yourself that is looking at things from a fresh set of eyes, you have a lot of time ahead of you to experience an amazing world.
If only we knew someone at a dive resort, maybe in a big Bahamian island right on the water. If only we knew anyone like that. Do we know anyone like that?
Should we kneel and pray for this one? Or?
No. I think. Gosh, I'm stumped.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's a good effort.
No, Neil Watson.
Yeah.
Would be a nice mentor or name to kind of keep in mind there, Sean.
Oh, that's good. You could model your life after Neil Watson. There's a plan.
No, I didn't say that. I said, here's.
Oh, he is a diving legend, of course.
Go to the places that Neil Watson has dived, but just know this what ends up happening to you if you over indulge a little bit too much. You hear what I'm saying, Sean? Am I getting through to you?
Yes.
Now here's the thing with Neil Watson. Neil Watson is N-E-A-L Watson, right?
Yes, neilwatson.com. You can go there.
Yeah, N-E-A-L Watson.com. And any one of Neil Watson's dive resorts are going to offer a great package for family divers and an opportunity for your family to learn to dive. Because one of the things I think is really neat about Sean, he's the only one in his family who dives.
What?
Right?
Hey, Sean, how did that happen?
I first, when I went to a resort in Turks and Caicos, they offered the Paddy Seal team, which is basically just an introduction to scuba diving.
Right.
I found out my Uncle Mike, who also scuba dives, and one of his famous quotes is, if you can learn how to, if you do your open water course in Long Island Sound, you can dive anywhere.
I think that's true. You could probably dive in Ohio and Minnesota. Forget what we said about going to the Caribbean. Go to Ohio.
Exactly. See, you want to go to some place where it's easy, like the Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, Grand Cayman. You ever heard of Stingray City?
Yes, I've read about that.
Yes. You know, I just did that on a trip with my family just a couple weeks ago. And I think that would be perfect because you could do a little snorkeling and diving, and the family could do some waist-deep stingray experiences there in Stingray City, that whether you dive or not, you'll just have a phenomenal time.
Sean, there's also the Florida Keys right here in the States that's just got some amazing diving for all certification levels as well.
And Sean, your parents, do they want to learn to get certified and then go on vacation as certified divers, or are they going to want to learn while they're on vacation?
Well, they might want to use the Paddy Internet course and do their actual dives while on vacation.
That would be a great way to go, Sean. You know, it sounds like he needs no input from us whatsoever.
Sean needs to work.
All we're going to do is corrupt this young whippersnapper. You know, 10 years old, that is impressive. Sean, good luck to you. Check back with me when you're 18, and I'll really corrupt you.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind, Sean, is make sure you get your DAN membership as well.
Absolutely. You know, let's not forget the important stuff.
If you're out there diving, you want to be looking after yourself from a safety standpoint, and that DAN membership and the insurance is very helpful. So,
where do they go to the website to get information for Sean there?
DiversAlertNetwork.org.
DiversAlertNetwork.org.
There you go. Well, that's good to know that we have reached the younger generation. And,
it's not as good as you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask Angela. I mean, look what we've done to her. We've turned into a human experiment here in the last hour on Scuba Radio. These are the kind of things that Sean could be doing 10 years from now or 8 years from now.
Sean, right? Get out. Get out while you can.
Run for your life, Sean. But
don't
it's
ever
all
go
good.
In the water again.
Yeah. But Angela, you're holding up okay.
Yeah.
Just elevated heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's getting a little more flush again, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we have the folks from Divers Alert Network in the studio today to step in if the need arises. Because you guys are fully certified in EMC procedures.
EMC, yeah.
Each one of us knows how to dial 911.
Yeah. What's that number again?
Right.
911.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you. We got you covered. No worries.
Let me write that
Thanks.
Down.
Thanks.
Okay. Actually, you know, there might be something else in the box, Angela. Go ahead and
you know what, Greg? I don't think I want to look.
I'll take over for her on this one.
Okay, Bill's going to step in.
Something she has to snort through her nose.
We've handled jerky, beef jerky. We've given her a liquid adrenaline shot. Yeah, there's a nice little box.
Very nice.
From Olympus. This is to give to Angela.
And no, 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 no. She wouldn't go to the box.
Oh, what? Bill is trying to hose in on your stuff there. But no, yeah, I broke Angela's camera.
It's just
beneath
a box.
The sea.
I figured out after a while with Greg that you ignore the first two things he offers you and go for the third thing.
It's always so number three.
Monty yeah, Hall. When you weren't yeah. ready to go for the third one, I said, well, I'll go to the box this time. So
yes.
Let's see what's in the box here. It says, this is the warranty card. You can have that. I'll let you have that.
Nice. Bill is always a giver. Yes, that's one thing you can say about him.
And let's see. Look, here's the little smart card. You can have that, too. I'll let you have that. And this is the customer support manual. You can have that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
Good read.
No. That's one of the new Olympus cameras that is shockproof, waterproof.
And Greg-proof.
Greg-proof.
Yeah. You can let Greg drop this.
Yep.
Yeah. You can drop it like 5 to 8 feet or something, and it won't break. And her old camera was a piece of crap.
Yeah, just broke.
I only dropped it 4 feet tops.
First time
it quit working. Yeah.
First time, too.
And we can't have our Scuba Radio mermaids using inferior products.
This camera will come in handy tonight at dinner when we see how all these drugs she's been doing here. The jerky and all that play.
Exactly. The jerky and the adrenaline shots yeah. will now be documented in full color. 10 megapixel quality for the Scuba Radio website.
10.1 megapixel.
Okay, well, there you go. You need that extra point
that
one
extra
megapixel.
One as a photographer really adds.
Okay, there you go.
And see, Mr. Barry could probably produce something for this.
Exactly. Exactly. It shoots video, too, I believe.
Oh, no way.
And if that weren't enough, if you dig even deeper in the box, here's some accessories for the camera, including a housing for that,
really?
Angela. So, who's your buddy? Who's your pal?
Nice.
Well, you only had to risk your life live on the radio.
Greg, can I hand you my camera? It's getting kind of old. Would you mind dropping mine?
Well, first it'll start with some dried meat. And then you got to work through the process there, Ken.
Okay.
But yeah, no, the camera itself, that 10, what is it, the 1030?
Yeah.
It? 1030 SW. That Olympus camera, you can take down underwater 33 feet without a housing.
Without a housing.
With the housing, you can take it down to as deep as you want to dive, pretty much,
awesome.
250 plus.
I cannot wait to use this.
Yes.
On adrenaline.
So
you.
We're going to go diving, and you'll be able to, you know, take pictures and a little video on there as well.
Greg wants a hug.
I feel the tear.
He wants a hug.
She just said wonderful. She didn't say yes.
See, what? I didn't hear you.
Yeah,
what?
You did. Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, see, she doesn't do everything I ask her, and there are lines, there are limits, and Mermaids Angela's repertoire. But
thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a giver.
You are.
You know, as long as you risk your life for the sake of ratings,
no big deal.
Yeah, you'll get paid back eventually.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
We have Mermaid Angela in the studio. She's kind of like a fish out of water today. And it does appear she's sweating profusely because of that adrenaline shot. Now that she got her a new Olympus camera, I think it kind of did it amp you up a little bit there?
I'm actually pulsating. I can feel my heart pulsating through me.
Yes. We have the AED standing ready, just in case.
Yes, exactly. Well, if you're just catching up with us, we fed her some jerky.
Yep.
Gave her an adrenaline shot, and then gave her an Olympus camera.
What's next?
That's a good question. Really, it's just a human experiment
oh
we're conducting on Scuba Radio today to just see if she survives.
If we could just be doing this in a chamber, think about that for a second.
Good point. Oh, wow. See, that's why we have members from Divers Alert Network in the studio with us today. Jeff Myers and Ken. Ken, is this video worthy, what you're witnessing here on the show? Because this is a first-time experience for you. Jeff is used to it.
Yeah.
He always knows every time he comes to the show, there's going to be some wacky thing going on that he's like, why did I come?
Is it video worthy?
Yeah.
There's only one person in this room with a face for radio.
Wait, no, I think you got that backwards.
I got that backwards.
Yes.
There's only one person in this room with a face for video. Thank you very much.
No, there's four of us. Well, yeah.
Well, no. I don't think so.
Okay, let me put it this way. There's four of us that people would rather not see, is what I'm guessing.
Yes. Precisely.
Yes. And then there's one mermaid that looks like she's been snorting crack.
So we'll put her on tape, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. So it wouldn't be, I don't know, maybe it's good we don't film this just in case something happens bad. But we do got a DAE or an AED or some kind of electronic shocking device there. I think it's jumper cables and a battery.
It'll help. That's the Mr. Bean style.
Just in case Angela has a problem. But so far, so good. And she got a camera out of the deal. All she had to do was risk her life.
She has a problem hanging around you too much. That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, I pay off my mermaids well.
Yeah.
You know, I try.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might
have all the energy, Dyna Peps you want.
Yes, just stay awake and schlep some gear and you're good to go.
Oh, I thought you were schlepping the gear.
Yeah. No way in the video, maybe, but that's just what I play on TV.
I sent a text to my wife. She's excited.
Is she really?
She's excited, yeah.
She hasn't seen me then, obviously.
Yeah.
She doesn't know who you are.
Exactly.
Give her some energy. She actually,
you know what she said? She said, do I get his paycheck as well?
Okay, she definitely doesn't know me. Yeah. Okay, well, whatever works. You know, that's fine. But yeah, getting ready for the big video production.
She's looking forward to it, yeah.
This week.
So are we.
And can't wait. I'll bring some of those Dyna Pops or shots if you'd like.
Yeah,
you'll be done exactly. Filming the video
in
2 days.
We'll get twice as much done.
Very nice.
End up killing each other too.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's you don't feel alive until you've at least risked your life a few times, right?
Or someone else's.
Yeah, exactly. It's much better to watch someone else do that and just report on it and watch them. So, Angela, I hope you feel that you you're here for our amusement. And really much, I appreciate that immensely. I really do. I appreciate your sacrifice that you have made to us here on Scuba Radio today.
Just your life. No big deal.
Yeah, exactly. We're not asking much. Now, as far as Divers Alert Network's going on, we mentioned the Live Aboard trip that we're doing mm-hmm. with you guys in September. Jeff's going to come on board for a wild dolphin experience in the Bahamas. Captain Gene Flipsy is going to join us here momentarily on the big show, who is he's the dolphin guru. He is the one who can relate best to dolphins and is going to share that insight to everybody on the boat. He's going to be on the show today. I think he has a way with mermaids too.
Wow.
I've seen him interact with Angela and some of our other mermaids here on mm-hmm. the show, and he has a thing with the mermaid. So I think it's this whole relationship he's developed with mammals in general. What are you laughing at, Angela? You've met him. You remember Jay? Well, you met him in at Ocean Fest.
Mm-hmm. She's flush again.
She's like, yay!
I can't stop shaking.
It's only supposed
is he the mermaid whisperer?
Nice.
He yeah.
We'll have to check it out again.
Yeah, you made a few comments about him last time. I remember that. But he's going to come on, and we got to talk about another Live Aboard
yep.
week that Dan Orr.
Yep,
your partner in crime there at HQ. He's going out to dive with sharks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna take a break. We'll tell you all about that, so you can plan your dive adventures, possibly with us, accordingly. Stay close.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Angela wasn't here. Mermaid Angela was not here when we were talking about the arranged marriage thing, was she?
No.
So I was just saying at the break there with Jeff and Ken and Bill that that arranged marriage show that we mentioned in hour one, they're looking for women to that want to go settle down, live in the Bahamas on the beach, you know, dive to their heart's content, be taken care of, and that kind of thing. How do you feel about that, Angela?
That sounds great.
Now that you're hopped up on caffeine and adrenaline or God knows what, you're like, yeah, I'll do it.
Let's do it.
What does the guy look like, though?
Single Scott.
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, I don't know. He's on the website. It's a TV show.
Okay.
And it's called Arranged Marriage. They're looking for girls that will commit to marrying a dude by just talking to his friends and family, and they think, yeah, you're cool. All right, you're cute. You'll pretty much.
Oh, so they pick?
Yeah.
So how many girls are on it?
Well, I don't know. They haven't. Oh. They're recruiting them right now. So that sound like a possibility? Yeah. All right.
We could nominate someone. We could nominate.
Well, evidently Angela says yes to anything ask her. So
let's go.
Greg, no, I don't.
Well, no, I mean within reason. Well, you know, arranged marriages, okay,
hold on.
And
here, have some of this beef jerky which someone mailed to me. Here, have this pseudo drug.
Hold on. Let's be fair. I didn't say that someone sent it to me till after she had it in her mouth.
And we didn't read the directions till after I had it either.
Well, not all the directions.
No, not all of them. Well, it's okay.
You know, that's just part of the adventure. It's all about the journey. Let's not forget that.
Well, sign me up for the show.
All right. And what about diving with sharks? You would do a great white shark dive.
I would
dive.
Love to. Yeah. I missed out on the last one.
Yeah, she wasn't on our little mermaid adventure in Guadalupe, but Jeff, you're getting ready to do that, right?
Right. There's a fundraiser for Dan Research in August, September, the end of August, beginning of September, the 29th through the 3rd. And people can actually participate with Dan Orr and other folks who want to go on that event. And it certainly will be great for Dan.
All right.
The organization.
More coming up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby dooby dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Thank you very much. All right, now, if we go diving, whether you're going to join us with wild dolphins in September, or maybe you want to join Dan on this great white
shark adventure in Guadalupe. That's in September as well. Dan Orr's going on that
trip, right? Yeah, I'll go on the trip with you, and Dan Orr's going on the shark trip. And folks can find out more details if they go to our website.
Very good. And you can go there, and it'll be a week on a boat off of Guadalupe, just like what we did with the Scuba Radio Mermaids a couple years ago.
Yeah, 4 days of diving.
That is a dive experience that actually it doesn't. You don't even have to be certified to dive, I believe, on that trip, do you?
No.
Are they doing it like that?
I don't think that you have to be certified. I think they'll get you sorted out and get you in the water so you can experience it as well.
Yeah, and it's like a hookah dive experience. So it's definitely something you need to mark off the list. Right up there with trying our jerky and adrenaline shots. Great white shark diving is something that I recommend to any person walking on this planet, because it'll change your perception of the sharks, and it'll give you awesome bragging rights to people that you meet on the street or maybe in your homeowners association.
And goes to a great cause, to Dan Research.
Well, it does that too, but let's not forget about the bragging rights.
And the homeowners association.
Exactly, that you can walk around and say, I've dived with great white sharks. What have you done, loser?
Build a wall.
Yeah. Yeah, do we want to get into that?
That's your call, bud.
All right,
we'll mention this
briefly, but if I'm not juggling enough balls already Well, I mean, you know, we run a busy schedule here.
Help at Greg juggle his balls.
That's where it stops. No longer doing
so,
juggling.
You know, we have to travel a lot. We have to produce a show. I mean, there is a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. I mean, I got to go stock up on jerky and adrenaline shots for every broadcast a mermaid shows up. You can imagine the pressure that I have to deal with managing the show week in and week out. And if that weren't enough, this week I have actually been nominated to my homeowners association board. And now I'm going to have to jump in there. And Bill, you're already part of yours, right? So
yeah,
maybe because you did this, someone said, hey, Greg will be good. If Bill can do it, Greg can do it.
I think that a lot of people would make that assumption. I did spend 5 years as my homeowners association president, but your homeowners association is a lot crazier than mine.
Yes, it's been a little nutty, but I have been nominated. But since we're in Florida, they're demanding a recount. That's pretty much standard procedure with any election that is held in the state of Florida. And so that's what I'm
hanging
going
chads,
to.
Hanging chads, right?
They will hang, check your hanging chads.
Yeah, chads or something. Chads, or they just hate me. That could be. I don't know what's going on.
You could get a jersey that say, he hate me on the back of it.
Yeah, but this is like the start of an adventure. And so now I need to fit in this homeowners association responsibility into managing my diving. And it's going to be tough. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to let it cut into my dive schedule. I don't care who you are. You know, it's just a matter of keeping your priorities straight.
First homeowners meeting after they certify you as a board member, bring in beef jerky and Dino Pep.
Good point. That's going to be the trick to getting through this busy schedule. It's just a few more shots of Dino Pep, right?
Yes.
Angela will back me up on that one. So I don't know. Well, you'll have to follow the progress as we go. You know, when I go out on these trips, I might end up venting. I ended up venting to Jeff yesterday when we were recording some more Dan safety tips about this whole homeowners thing. And it's nice to have the dive community to lean on when you're dealing with personal crises, like trying to manage a homeowners association controversy.
We're going to rally right behind you.
Yes.
Way behind you.
No, we're not.
I've got a theory.
No, we're not.
They may not care.
What?
The dive community may not care.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Whether you're in a homeowners association or not, whatever balls you're juggling, you have to make time for your diving. I'm going to do it, but you may hear me vent on some of our trips in between dives or on the surface interval.
It's getting worse.
I'm diving today to kind of, release the pressure from dealing with this nonsense.
So here's what I get now. Now I get to hear how terrible your life is because of your homeowners association while you're on your way to the Bahamas
No, it's the Turks and Caicos.
Oh,
that's
what
I'm
thinking.
Heading in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Your life's in ruins.
Exactly. So, hey, look, just know that I have pressures just like everyone else. And but I'll find a way. I'll find a way to survive.
I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. So, 2 weeks, Turks and Caicos with Explore Ventures. And by the way, they had a last-minute cancellation. There are a couple spots left. If you're one of those last-minute bargain hunters, call up Explore Ventures. I believe you can jump on board that trip May 16th. We got stuff from Bonica high-definition underwater cameras. We have oceanic gear on board. We got some new scuba radio products. And I'm not talking about the jerky or adrenaline shots. Though, after today, I'm tempted to maybe throw in a couple.
They should try it.
But we have a few other little surprises for folks on board. But we have another trip scheduled in August. That will be in the Bahamas out of Georgetown Exuma. And then in September, we go out of Freeport, Bahamas on a wild dolphin cruise. And Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network, who's with us here in the studio, is going to be on that trip. As well as Captain Gene Flipsy. He is the nature specialist when it comes to snorkeling and diving with dolphins, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Gene?
Good. How are you doing this afternoon? Good to talk to you guys.
Good indeed. Now, Gene, you specialize in this type of marine life encounter. And matter of fact, you have your own website, ConsciousBreathAdventures.com, and you can go there and check out some of the other guided tours that Gene offers. But first off, how did you get into this? How did you become a dolphin, or you do whales and things too, but how did you end up specializing in that type of marine interaction?
Oh, it wasn't anything that I specifically set out to do. I've just always been a water enthusiast down here in South Florida. I live in Miami, and my parents were outdoors people, and I had the opportunity to do a lot of diving, and I ended up working on a liveaboard dive boat for about a decade for a very good friend of mine, and one of the things that we did was take people to snorkel and dive with the dolphins in the Bahamas. And you do anything unusual enough for long enough, and you sort of can become an expert at it. So that was the lesson I learned there. It was just a matter of good fortune and having fun on my part.
So when you see wild dolphins in the Bahamas, now we're flying into Freeport, we're going to get on the Explorer Venture liveaboard boat and cruise out. Is this what they call the west end of the Bahamas, or what?
Well, actually, the dates that we're going to be aboard there, it looks like we're going to be heading down around the Bimini area, if I'm not mistaken. But it's up on the western side of the Bahama Bank and that area there around Grand Bahama and Bimini. And the dolphins are up on the banks to the north of the island there, where they're socializing and feeding and relaxing during the day, and that's where we'll hope to find them and swim with them in nice, warm, clear water.
Now, I've had the opportunity to do this a couple times in the past, and I got to say, when you get to interact with wild dolphins, it is an amazing experience, especially when they are wild dolphins. It's not like going to SeaWorld or going to Disney or something like that and doing one of those captive dive with the dolphins experiences. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but when you're doing a wild dolphin experience and you know that these animals are literally coming up to swim with you because they're interested, it's a truly different type of experience, wouldn't you think, Gene?
Yeah, it puts you, getting ready to say it makes you an equal with them, but that's not even the case, because we're visitors in their home, and they're way, way above us when it comes to that kind of thing. They welcome us into their environment, they come and they play with us, and if they are not interested, then they have the option of moving on and doing their own thing. It's not like one of those other swim with dolphins programs where, you put on your life jacket and you get in, you pay your $75 and the dolphin swims by and they give it a little piece of fish, These dolphins are interacting with people because they want to. They're entertained by it and they're interested in it, and if they're not, then they just wander off. But it really does make it much more of a equitable and ethical kind of interaction as far as that goes, because there's the freedom of choice on both sides.
Wow, this would be like women coming up and giving me singles.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, don't bother. Don't bother, Gene. Once again, it's ConsciousBreathAdventures.com. That's Captain Gene Flipsy's website for interacting with dolphins and whales. He'll be our naturalist, I guess. I don't know if, he'll wear clothes. But he knows how to interact with the dolphins. Let me ask you this, Gene. Now, obviously, it's on their terms because we're in their environment. But is there a difference on how you interact with wild dolphins as opposed to the whales that you evidently do? You do that in the Silver Banks, or where are you doing the whale experiences?
Yeah, that's the Silver Bank in the Dominican Republic in the wintertime. And there is a big difference with the dolphins. They're very, very, very playful and very energetic and very active. There's a lot of, you know, joyful energy there, and they're all zip and zinging around, and it's a real high energy and very exciting kind of fun thing. With the dolphins, with the whales, it's a much more relaxed approach where you have to let the whales come to you and take an interest in you, and you're very passive in that situation, and you let their natural curiosity bring them to you, and they do. They'll approach within, you know, 15, 20 feet, sometimes closer than that, and to have a whale that's as big as a school bus, you know, 15 feet away from you is a very exciting experience, but it's a much more relaxed and calm sort of interaction. It's more up to the whales in that one.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. In September, we're going to do this trip with Explore Adventures. By the way, all the details are there at scubaradio.com or exploreadventures.com. Book it now. I think you're going to be very happy. We will conduct another experiment, just like we did in the studio today, with Mermaid Angela. We will have her in a mermaid outfit in the water with the dolphins. Will they like what they see, or will they be like the great white sharks in Guadalupe when we threw the mermaids in the water, the sharks dispersed? I kid you not. Are Scuba Radio mermaids scared away the great white sharks? Will they scare away, or will they attract the wild dolphins? You'll hear about it right here on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Adventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Adventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Adventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreadventures.com. That's exploreadventures.com.
As you can hear, we're planning to get down on several cool trips. 2 weeks from today, we're in the Turks and Caicos with our friends from Explore Adventures. We're back in the Bahamas in August and September. All the details, once again, right there at scubaradio.com, or you can go to exploreadventures.com. The complete Scuba Radio travel and broadcast schedule right there under latest news on the front page. All right. Now, Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network, you guys are working on a new program we need to tell people about before we sign off.
Yeah, it's really not new. It's the thing we do every year, that Project Dive Exploration, the PDA Extravaganza, runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's a chance for people to donate their dives to us so we can continue to do some of the research that's so important for the safety of divers.
Donate their dive
dives.
Computer
yeah,
profiles,
they're getting their
profiles,
right? Exactly.
Exactly.
And we're going to shoot for 10,000 dives in 2009, and that'll help to support that research effort, and folks can get a T-shirt out of it and get entered into a drawing, so it's pretty cool.
Very good. And all the details right there at diversalertnetwork.org.
Correct. Just go in and click on the PD Extravaganza.
Yes, and Ken in the studio today as well. Ken, big video production this week.
Big video production, yes.
And we're going to go there, cover it, record some stuff. You'll hear about it next week on the big show. And I'm supposed to play a small role. We don't know. I still am not sure. I'm supposed to play you. Is that the deal?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, I've chosen you to play me.
Or a dead guy, or both?
Or a dead guy. Actually, it's one and the same.
It is. Okay, so I'm playing you, and you're going to die.
Right. So let me give it a quick plug. At the latter part of this year, go to your local dive center, ask them to put you through the Dive Medicine for Divers course, either level one or level two or both, and be a learned diver.
There you go. And see once and for all that I indeed have the face for radio.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, I think.
Me too.
And last but not least, Mermaid Angela, is she still breathing, Bill?
It's slowing down.
It is slowing down?
My heart. I mean, I'm almost...
We don't want it to slow too
Wait,
much.
Yeah, exactly. Wait
Adverse
a minute.
Reactions.
Okay, yeah. We fed her jerky and then gave her a shot of adrenaline and then an Olympus camera. So it wasn't all bad. 2 out of 3, you know.
Yep. Good times.
But what do you think? Should we do this jerky thing?
The jerky thing.
You like the jerky. Mm-hmm. You weren't a fan of the adrenaline shot. Not
I,
so much.
I should have ate something, I think.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe we'll make
that try again.
More jerky. More jerky. Well, who knows? Whatever works. You know, but look, at least she didn't die. So that's another successful show.
That is a positive, and thanks for having us to witness it.
Well,
man.
thank you for having our back, as always. Divers Alert Network, you should be a member. If you're not, you're crazy. DiversAlertNetwork.org, get all the info there. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better. Angela?
With Dynapep energy shots.
No, down where it's
down where it's wetter.
Yes, that's better.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.